With PG&E in federal bankruptcy proceedings, San Francisco sees an opportunity. Take over the company's local electricity grid and have the city run it and sell that power instead.
The city's goal is to own the whole thing. And also, I think, more importantly, to distance itself from what it perceives as poor management at PG&E and the kind of disastrous consequences for ratepayers that flow from that poor management.
Michael Wara, head of the Climate and Energy Policy Program at Stanford's Woods Institute, calls the city's $2.5 billion opening bid a lowball offer, which may be why PG&E has put out a statement saying such a sale is not in the best interest of its customers or stakeholders. It is presenting its own initial reorganization plan to a bankruptcy judge, banking on at least $14 billion in new investment from selling more stock. But PG&E can't know yet how much it'll have to pay to victims of the Tubbs wildfire and other fires, with a trial on that still to come. Wara says the bankruptcy plan is full of blanks and question marks.
I don't think this is by any stretch the end of the process. This is really just a waypoint.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.